This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russia said on Wednesday it was fighting intense battles against Ukrainian forces that had penetrated its southern border near a major natural gas transmission hub. The acting governor of Kursk region said he had introduced a state of emergency. Russia has advanced this year after the failure of Ukraine's 2023 counteroffensive to achieve major gains. Ukraine struck back on Tuesday in one of the largest incursions into Russian territory since the war began, and battles continued through the night into Wednesday. Thousands of anti-racism protesters gathered in London on Wednesday to challenge expected far-right groups that failed to materialize following more than a week of violent racist attacks targeting Muslims and migrants.
Say it loud! Say it good!
Britain has been swept by a series of riots that erupted early last week after three young girls were killed in a knife attack in Southport, located in northwest England, triggering a wave of false messaging online that wrongly identified the suspected killer as an Islamist migrant. Posts online have said far-right anti-Muslim protesters would target a list of immigration centers, migrant support centers, and specialist law firms on Wednesday, prompting many businesses to close early and some shops to board up windows. Venezuela's legal system mounted more challenges against the country's political opposition on Wednesday. The head of Venezuela's Supreme Court ruled Edmundo Gonzalez, who challenged President Nicolas Maduro in the July 28th election, was in contempt of court after refusing to answer a summons to attend what it said was a certification of the results. The opposition said Gonzalez defeated Maduro in the vote. The 74-year-old former diplomat could face up to 30 days in jail for contempt. This is VOA News. Illegal practices in Mexico's avocado heartland, which is expanding rapidly to feed growing demand in the United States, comes at the expense of nearby forests. That's according to government officials. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner explains.
Local government officials say growing demand for avocados in the United States has led to deforestation as avocado producers use bulldozers to dig out illegal water reservoirs for their thirsty crop. Mexican law requires an environmental impact study and permit to store and use water for resource-intensive avocado farming. But in the town of Madero, only 42 reservoirs and wells had permits, according to data from the National Water Authority, CONAGUA. And activists say hundreds of similar water pools in the area have not been approved.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The U.S. space agency NASA says chances are growing that two astronauts who flew the new Boeing Starliner capsule to the International Space Station in June may have to switch to a SpaceX capsule for a ride home. As AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains, the change could mean the crew could remain aboard the ISS until next year.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to make a quick trip to the space station in June. NASA says there's lingering uncertainty over the safety of Boeing's new Starliner capsule. There have been problems with thrusters. One option being considered is for the Starliner to be cut loose to return to Earth empty. SpaceX is planning a taxi flight to the space station late next month. Seats could be made available for Wilmore and Williams on the ride back in February. That could mean an 8-month stay. Boeing issued a brief statement repeating its position. The capsule could still safely bring the astronauts home. NASA hired Boeing and SpaceX to ferry astronauts to and from the space station after space shuttles were retired in 2011. I'm Ed Donahue.
The women's 10-kilometer marathon swimming event in the Paris Olympics will go ahead as scheduled on Thursday in the Seine River after officials said water quality tests met safety thresholds. Organizers for both the Paris Games and officials with World Aquatics, the sport's governing body, announced the move in a joint statement. France has spent $1.5 billion on upgrading the capital city's sewage systems, promising the river will be clean for residents to swim in by next summer. But water quality issues proved a headache for organizers during the triathlon events, with practice sessions for both men and women canceled and the men's race postponed by 24 hours. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.